We have, like I said, greatness with us today. And he doesn't think so, but I think so. But John Sandy is here today. And his wife Cynthia is here. And Christy, if you four, all three of us could come up here, all three of you all. And let me get you hooked up here, because you say, well, you know, we came from preaching. You're going to hear it. You're going to get it. You're going to get something. Here, baby, you sit there, side of me. Cynthia, the only thing that I need for you to do is to stay awake. That's the only thing that we could do is just ask her. John, you sit by me, and then you sit on the other side of her, and we're good. A lot of times, hello, John. A lot of times, John will teach in our small group. We have a small group that meets at our home in Scott Depot on Wednesdays, and John has taught some, and then we're in the middle of Identity right now, and it's just a great book, and so we started that last week. You all started it here Thursday. Those are involved in it with Barb, because we want you to know who you are in Christ, okay? Yes. We want you to know who you are in Christ. But first of all, I want to let me just give you a little background of some stuff here. John's just a little bit older than I am, and he came to me several years ago because he had a tremendous mentor in his life, and she passed away. He asked me if I would mentor him. John and I spent many, many hours on the phone, and we spent many hours together with their family, our kids raised together, kind of, and we went to the same church together, and wonderful people. And so when I think about him asking me to mentor him, was not only a humbling thing, but number two, I think that the knowledge that John Sandy has surpasses anything that I could ever know. He is just absolutely so dripping with the knowledge and the anointing of God. And so when you all get up early enough to where you could come up here, you probably have to get up at like... It's always an awesome thing. But I got to tell you this is really funny, because, you know, we run late, you know, in our Bible study over there, and you know, she listens to John all the time, so sometimes on our couch, you know, Cynthia will doze off, and John will look over and say, she's sleeping, isn't she, and that kind of stuff. And I said, well, now you know how I feel on Sunday mornings. We get a guy that sleeps right there about every week. So anyway, but and number two, let me say this, and this is not to, I'm just going to say what I'm about to say, whether it's wrong or whether it's right. John and Cynthia consider it a privilege to tithe to our church. And let me tell you something, I just want you to know, and from the bottom of my heart, because of God speaking to you all about that, you have helped us out of some tight spots here. I mean, some tight spots, to where we were trying to figure out which bill to pay, what not to pay, what to pay, you know. And then you show up on Wednesday night with tithe and so excited to tithe.
Can't wait.
Can't wait to tithe.
Can't wait. I said, hi, do we have something to take tonight? I said, and then when she started adding up what we were able to give, it really seems to go above what we gross.
And I wanted to give it all. I wanted to give it all to this church.
I was
waiting, though, on my husband to say that. I just was. And finally, when he came out with it, he said, I believe we're supposed to give it all to the Pulse Church. I thought, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
God spoke to my husband.
Yeah, and she's right there with me. God's really blessed me with an awesome wife that I'll turn to her and say, honey, what do you think of this? And she's right there. She's right there. I said, honey, when this happens over here, what do you think about that? She says, awesome. awesome. So we can't wait. We literally, I've never enjoyed tithing as much because I go to churches that were quite large, and you feel like your money kind of just lost, you know, in the group, and not in God's eyes. But we just couldn't wait. And we were giving half our tithe because we attend another church occasionally. And so we were trying to be faithful the best we know how. I said, honey, I think we're supposed to do it all. She says, wonderful. She couldn't wait. And so when she told me how much we were giving, we got so excited. I mean, it's still dropping a button to what this church needs. And we're praying in a large amount of money for this church.
Hallelujah.
Because when John talks about we can get these books here, they're only $8. I say, oh, Lord, they need help. And we're believing for great,
Amen.
Great things. And it is such a privilege.
Yeah, and
such a privilege.
And
right?
It's and this is not to discredit anybody else at tithes because we appreciate it so much. But it's God is so faithful, but he brings people into our lives. And we've been friends with John and Cynthia back before we had kids. Really? I mean, and if it was not, and if it was not for you, and I don't know if you realize this or not, but I don't know if my life changed when James Ashworth came into my life, and God only knows where I would be without James Ashworth in my life. But, and John knows Pastor Wright and Sister Virginia when they were dating. I mean, so they've known each other a long time. But
I don't look at that, do
you? No, you don't. You're fine looking, sharp looking. How much did you run this week?
About 26 miles.
Oh, drives me crazy. 26 miles. Well, when you got somebody chasing you, you can
kids
run.
Kids on bikes.
Kids on bikes. But anyway, James Ashworth changed my life in a lot of things. And God only knows where. I mean, I'm on the map. I'm all over the map sometimes as it is, but at least, you know, there's structure there within me. And that's where the gift of healing came from. It seemed like that when God began to use me in the healing area. And so you all have invested into us, and we appreciate everything. And I want to say that publicly on Facebook and iTunes and YouTube and all that. And I want to thank you all. And this is impromptu. They had no idea they were going to be up here at all. And, but I can't let John Sandy, with the knowledge that he has, to walk away from this building and you all not hear something. Because it'll help you.
Oh, helping me.
So what's God showing you lately? I mean, what's he been?
Lord.
Now, it's 20 after 11.
I know, I don't have much time.
So, I got to work in the morning.
No, John's invited me to come back to speak again sometime, and I'm working on that. But in the meantime, God just gives me all these wonderful things. And one of them was that I shared, if you could pull it up, John, Isaiah 50. It was Isaiah 50. That's Isaiah 58:8. 1 John 4:17.
Yeah, 1 John 4:17.
Yeah, we were talking about this. We had our prayer group together, and we're working on this book, which is wonderful. And I just had a word. I said, God, I got a word for you. It's just awesome. Look at the scripture. God's been dealing with me on the power of our words.
4:17?
Mm-hmm. 1 John.
1 John.
If you'll read that.
Wherein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment.
Now listen to this.
Because as he is, so are we in this world.
Not the next world. This is before judgment. This is present day. Just like the fields are white with harvest in Jesus' day. So we know they're white now, if they're white then, right?
Right.
Thank you. That scripture is telling us, folks, that our words are powerful. Everything you and I see came out of the mouth of God. Everything that we know came from the mouth of God. And now Jesus is teaching us to use our words to affect those things he created with words. Now, folks, this is powerful because you have more authority than you have any idea. He said, what I have bound on earth is bound. What else? You can bound on earth. What I bound in heaven, you can bind on earth. What I've loosed in heaven, you can loose on earth. So Jesus bound and loosened everything in heaven that is appropriate. Now he's saying to you and me, take my words in your spirit and speak to your mountains. Speak to the tree that died. Speak to things in your life to see that they may also be done on, listen, on earth as it is in heaven. Thou will be done on earth, in his prayer, as it is in heaven. Now you think of that. Let's think of it. Let's chew on that for just a second. Thou will be done on earth, here, as it is in heaven. Are you healed in heaven?
Yes.
Are you prospering in heaven?
Yes.
Do you have a mansion in heaven?
Yes.
Are you full of joy, peace, rest in the Holy Ghost
yes.
in heaven?
Yes.
That's what he offers us right here. He said in Psalm 34:4, I sought the Lord and he heard me. He delivered me from all my fear. I love when God says all or every, because he means exactly that. Folks, anything you read in the Bible is exactly what it means. But people have not seen the manifestation of the word, so they change the definition to fit their experience. You see what I mean?
Yes.
God has healed you. Do you know that anytime you pray, he hears you? How do I know that? Ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. Folks, that's simple, but you know what? That's exactly how he meant it. He said, even a wayfaring fool can understand the word. So, folks, when you read the word, read it as a child. It's meant to be read as a child. Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. We often equate that with actually little children. Oh, little children in their heart. He's talking about the little children in their heart. Suffer them to come. Don't forbid them. Don't make fun of them because they have childlike faith. My wife has the most wonderful childlike faith of anybody I've ever met. And there's a long story how we met, but I prayed 7 years till God revealed who she was because I had to get to the right one. John says he doesn't feel adequate in this and that. Let me tell you something. When I introduced him to Reverend Ashworth, he could have rejected him. That tells you who he is.
Jesus.
Not James. Tells you who he is. Because he received them, and you are blessed because of it. Folks, not every church is hearing the word of God. It's watered down. We got homosexuals in the pulpit. We got people that don't believe in hell anymore in the pulpit today. We have people believe that all of God's leadings ended 70 AD. No. He said, this is awesome. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. So my word to you is, folks, guard your words. Speak life. Do not speak death. If you do, repent. God loves you. And do change your wording in front of the person that you did it with. And go on. Don't beat yourself. The devil wants to beat you when you're forgiven. He
wow.
does. He wants to beat you when you're forgiven. So when the devil's on your tail, God is working in your life.
So,
it's like fasting.
Go ahead.
Real quick. It's like fasting. If you fast, it's not meant to be a glorious experience, folks. Don't let the devil talk you into that. But it's meant to bring us to a place we need to be. But when you fast, you are bringing to the surface those things, that carnality, the little irritations. That means fasting's working. So that doesn't mean it's not working. It's working. Go ahead.
So when you talk about speaking death, give an example that's generic.
My kids aren't going to make it. My son will never find Jesus. My daughter, she'll never get it. Oh, God, help us. We speak over our family.
I'll never get out of debt.
I'll
never get healed.
Oh, I got another good one for you. Oh, folks, this is so wonderful. There's a man who had an orchard of pecan trees, or pecan, whichever you want to say.
What side of the river you're from?
Yeah, the side of the tree growing. And those trees produce about 350 pounds of pecans a year in the summers. It's a small row of trees. When the father died, he didn't care for them anymore, so the son took over and let them go. The next year, it produced only 50. The woodworms had taken over and everything. You know what he did? He got in there and mowed, and every time he passed a tree, he put his hand on and spoke blessing on it. Blessing. He rebuked the wormwood. He spoke blessing. Now, folks, I'm telling you, this is not name and claim it stuff. This is speaking the word of God. You speak blessing over your kids. My daughter, when she sees her son, she hugs him and says, my man of God. She said, you are my man of God.
Wow. Hallelujah.
And it's a little uneasy for him at times, but he accepts it. He doesn't pull away. Folks, your life Everything. Do you speak to debt? Do you speak to the redness in your debt? Why not? Jesus spoke to a fig tree and it died. Why can't you speak to your debt? But of course, the Bible also says to plant seeds. So anyway, this man began to speak of the very next year, those trees produced 500 pounds of pecans. That is not, folks, this is not a pie in the sky named McLean. I'm telling you the actual truth. We have so watered down the gospel and missed it because when something doesn't match what we're experiencing, I know a wonderful man of God that I honor to this day and ever will because I see him way above me. But we got to get religion out of us. And this man has the gift of miracles. And he spoke to me one day and said, what if it's not God's will to heal you? My heart just sank. That's not the word of God. But that's their experience.
All right.
So the word is powerful, and we need to start. I encourage John to have you all do a 21-day positive fast. And that is for 21 days, you guard everything that comes out of your mouth. And when you catch it, if you're honest, if you catch it, repent, rephrase yourself, and change. Watch what will happen to you in 21 days. Your attitude will change. The word of God will mean something more powerful to you than ever. And you will see results if you follow the word.
So why don't we start that today?
You want it?
It's not something that you got to...
I'll join you. We'll join you. Because we catch each other, don't we, honey?
We do.
We are. And I'll say, oh, honey, I'm so sorry. Just yesterday, I said, I'm sorry the way I phrased myself there. Because I'm supposed to support you in that and help you. I'm so sorry. I tell you, folks, it's so good to repent. Especially your children, because do you realize if you have a bad issue with a child and you don't repent and go to them, that when you're gone one day, they'll live with that the rest of their life. It was unresolved.
Wow.
Serious.
Wow. So basically what you do is when you go to say something negative, you can't say it.
God will catch you. You have God stop you and start to say something?
Oh, yeah.
That was not coincidental, folks. If you're wondering if God speaks to you, he just did. Because I've had that happen to me. I'll start to say something and say, never mind. Because God just touched me right here. Just you've had it.
Hold your microphone up here. Hold your microphone up.
I'm sorry. You've had that experience. You've been those moments where you start to say, never mind. Or how about someone interrupts you and you know that that was a way of getting out of it, right?
There may be times that there may be some of us that we're not even talking.
Well,
through that 21-day fast. I mean, it's like, you may not be able to say
it's
anything.
Guard your mind. Right?
It's like, I can't say it.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's not wisdom, but you know what I mean.
Right.
But you know what? You brought up an interesting point because this is something else I noticed in the Word. You know, I just mentioned about how important it is to speak the right things and to speak positive and claim authority. The Bible says speak to your mountains. Now, folks,
yes,
I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't, that is not a suggestion. Please do not take the Bible as a book of suggestions. When he says speak to your mountain, do you know what he's saying? If you don't, it's going to come after you. It'll come after your kids. And when you get violent enough, and that's a whole other issue, we aren't violent enough. The Bible says be angry and sin not. We're not mad enough. You will tolerate sickness if you can. Did you know that? You will tolerate it. But when you get mad enough, like the experience I had, the doctor said they want to take my eye out. And I said, no, that's not God's will. I knew it wasn't God's will. He said, well, if you can tolerate the pain. Well, recently I had the most severe pain I've ever had. And I got into the Word immediately. She'll tell you. Listen to messages. Kicking the devil out of my house. And I tell you what, I get mad at that one. I need to get mad at all of it. I'm learning. But I got mad at that one. And I said, devil, you go back to hell where you belong. I open my front door and say, get out.
Hallelujah.
Well, I tell you, you got to act that. Don't you just pray under your lips. Don't you just pray in your mind. You need to get somewhere where you can hear your voice speaking these things. You need to hear yourself say it. You need to see your commitment to it. So here's another thing. When it comes to speaking things, did you know that just thinking the right thoughts is also powerful? Jesus said to the man that wanted to see his son healed, he said, only believe. He didn't tell him to pray a prayer. He didn't tell him to go here and do that. Now, he will do things like that. But he said, only believe. What he was saying was, get rid of your unbelief. Do you realize that you have no less faith than Paul? You have no less faith than Abraham? We have more unbelief You can have both. You can have faith and unbelief. Our faith is not, only a grain of mustard seed of faith is all we need. So why aren't we seeing things happen, folks? If that's all the faith, you're wondering about that? Then why aren't we seeing more happen? Because our unbelief is so big. So we got to shrink that. Because every time you pray, listen to this. Every time you pray, God hears you. Every time you pray, God answers your prayer. Well, what do you mean? I looked in the mirror. I don't look like God wanted me to be. I can't even find my glasses. They're on my head. How could that be true? It's because it hasn't left our spirit and become manifest in the physical. God is all spiritual. God operates in the spirit. But if we operate with him, then what's in our spirit, which is Jesus, we have the same faith of God. We have the same faith of Jesus Christ. But our unbelief is so large. So we have to renew our mind so that that which is in the spirit can manifest in the physical. We have to be the one. Say, God did his job. Every time you pray, he answers your prayer. You know what happens? In your spirit, the answer is manifested. Now you think about this, folks. It is manifested in your spirit. Every time you pray, God answers. He hears you and answers every prayer you have. And it manifests right here in your spirit. It's not getting out because we have not renewed our mind. Folks, we spend 5 to 6 hours a day listening to garbage on TV and we expect to renew our minds. Folks, if you're serious about God and you're mad enough, but you're going to get serious. You are going to get serious and you're going to see results. You're going to see the manifestation of God's miracles. All that God has already given you is right inside you as a Christian. We need to manifest it, and it's only going to come unless you renew your mind.
And one thing that I've learned that over my life is this, and I'm not saying that I'm great at it, but one thing that I'm learning is that I can change my situation.
You are the one.
Yeah, it's like I can change it, and it's not saying you can do it without God because you have to have God. But the first thing before you can change your situation is you've got to get your thought process right. You know, just like John said, you know, the pain was bad in his eye, and he thought, well, you know, it's like, you know, well, I guess I'll just go ahead and have it removed, you know, because, it, you know, that way. No, what he did, and this is what you and I need to do, is we need to get feisty enough with the devil and mad at the devil to say that it's not going to always be this way because God is in control. Satan is not in control. Stop letting him have control of your life.
Yeah.
Stop letting him have control. Because you're a child of the Most High God, and we're supposed to act like Him. And if we act like Him, and so Christy and I, Andrew Womack pulled some of his YouTube videos up. You know, Christy and I go to bed every night with something playing, a sermon of something that we're playing. And there's sometimes, and normally. And it drives Christy. She says, I can't believe you do this, no matter what's going on in your life. When my head hits the pillow, I'm out. I mean, I'm out. And but yet, there's sometimes that she's already asleep when I come to bed, and then I'll sit there and listen. And I think, man, the principles are the thing. See, we have got to get Jesus inside of us. We have got to get the world out of us. And the church, and I sound like Rod Parsley now, not that I am anything close, but what I'm saying is that I sound like him. We have got to get the world out of the church because the church is supposed to be different. We're not supposed to look like the world. We're not supposed to look like the world. We're supposed to look like Jesus. And if we look like Jesus, then we resemble him and other people see him in us. You know,
just like in Ephesians when we were doing the armor of God.
Right,
it says
yeah.
In Ephesians 6, put on light, put on Jesus Christ.
Yes, and John taught a series at our home during one of the small groups. It's all on our YouTube channel, the Pulse YouTube. You can go in to listen to all of them. And he did a phenomenal job about the armor of God. And see, for the Pulse to be successful for the kingdom, you have to do what we're talking about because it works. You know, if you're going through a battle, don't just take it that that's the way it's always going to be, okay? Get in the Word. You know, think about this. How much Word time are you spending? How much time are you spending, you know, listening to Dr. Phil versus the Word? Or how much time are you listening to the psychic network versus, you know, to what God is saying? Because just like John has said many times to me, and I really never thought about it, there's nothing new. You know, God cannot, you can't go to God and say, show me something new. He's not created anything new.
He's going to take you back to the Word. And whatever you're asking, God, what about this? He'll take you to the Word. Because everything's been done. There's nothing. He said, when he said it's finished, I finally got a little revelation of that, that it means whatever he came there to do, I got it. It's done. Whatever you will ever need. Like when he created the universes, everything he created was for till he returns.
Right.
So when liberals say we got 10 more years of all this green stuff going on, no, that's a lie of the devil. Folks, socialism, liberalism, I believe is demonic because it takes you away from depending on God to depending on them. Right. So we have to be very careful. Be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. That means that Jesus can walk in and take a whip and drive them out and heal someone right after that.
Absolutely. And you look in the Word of God. There is nowhere, and correct me if I'm wrong, that there is nowhere that Jesus healed anybody that he led them through the sinner's prayer first.
Everybody he prayed for were lost. So when the devil says, well, you're not worthy. Folks, you are not worthy, but he's in you, and he is worthy in you, and he's got you covered. He's got you covered. He says that he's taken our transgressions on himself.
Yes.
He took sins. He took diseases. When the Bible says he took the disease on himself, there's some that literally believe that those diseases were on his body, and that's why the Word said he was barely recognizable as a human being. Elephantitis, all these different things. He took them himself. You know what that means, folks? You do not have to have one sickness in your body. What did John say? I wish above all you prosper. That was the first thing.
Right.
Prosper. Now, that's all kinds of things, right? Financially. He said, be in good health. You know what's better than being healed? Is being healthy.
Divine,
you know why?
Divine health.
Divine health. Why? Because in order to have a miracle, you need an emergency. I don't want an emergency. I'd rather just be in good health. So when you get up in the morning, you start praising him, review his word, and thank him. Do you talk to him, folks? Do you talk to him? I mean, whether you're driving or whatever, do you talk to him? That's what prayer is. Talk to him. Can I encourage you to do one thing? When you're alone and praying, have an extra seat in the room somewhere because he's there. He is. I've gone to the doctor with great fear and stuff over things, and I took an awful fall one day with the one eye I have, and I thought, Lord, help me. It was on our day of our anniversary, and I had to go in to find out if it was tore, my retina. And I'm telling you, folks, I picked out a seat in that room, and I thank Jesus for being with me. I believe that may have been the day, John, that I was going through the mall one day, and I said, oh, God, I need to talk to John Fowler. I hadn't talked to John that much, and I was walking through the mall going to a bus, I think, and all of a sudden I hear, John. I looked up, and it was John Fowler. Right when I prayed that, I knew then that God had called me to be under him and to mentor me. Folks, he may not feel like he knows much, but there's wonderful things in this man. God deals with him in ways I wish he dealt with me. And I'm trusting he will in the future. But you have an opportunity in this church to see it go one way or the other. If you stay where you are, you've lost. If you go down, staying where you are, going down is one choice. Or you can grow. How do you do it? Let God work through your life. Talk to him more. If it's only 5 minutes a day, said the young people, sit down, talk to him. Talk to him like you do anybody else. That's all he wants. You don't have to make it complicated in these and thous in your prayer and all that. Just say, Jesus, help me today. Please talk to me. Please help me. And praise him. Folks, praise him by faith. God, here I am. Here's where my faith is right here. And talk to him. Then I'll tell you what, you try this, see if I'm not right. If you'll give him 5 minutes and you're sincere, that is going to grow without you trying. You won't have to say, I'm going to try 10 minutes a day. It will just happen because your relationship with him is being established, and he's going to start telling you things. He's going to start speaking to you. He's going to start working on those things that need to be worked on. And before you know it, your light is brighter and brighter and brighter. And before you know it, God's working the gifts through you.
Hallelujah.
Like we talked about in the armor of God. God uses the armor to mold our flesh to fit the armor, not the armor to fit the flesh. Amen. And he will mold you to when you speak, the word of God comes out of your mouth, the anointing, and there's nothing like the anointing. The anointing breaks the yoke. The anointing is what changes people's lives. It will change yours.
Amen. And can you hand me the anointing all over there, Thomas, please? Thomas is so good to help me, and I just appreciate him so much to doing this. Everything that he does to protect me. He hadn't had to take a bullet for me yet, but hopefully you never will. but he is such. I want to speak life over your eye.
Yes, amen.
I, John walks around. He walks around, and he'll tell you he's healed.
Oh yeah, every day.
And I believe he's healed.
Oh, it's done, folks.
It's done.
And I'm getting to where I need to be. And I'm getting in the Word. Those 26 miles I ran this week, that's at least 26 to 30 hours of the Word, because I put my earbuds on. 26 to 30 hours of the Word through song and through praise and through sermons. So I find any opportunity I can to feed myself. I don't want to waste that time.
Right.
And then I praise him. I get up in the morning. First thing I do when I get up, we praise him. We start praising him. We prayed over her right shin coming up here. For those of you that don't know, she had found out that she broke a bone in her ankle. And the first people that diagnosed it didn't call it a full break. But later she found out it was a full break. Well, we started standing on Isaiah 58:8, which says, "Your healing shall come speedily." Folks, God will not lie. Titus tells us, well, Titus 1:2, I believe, says, he cannot lie.
Tell him right. What the doctor said.
Yes, I'm going to.
Thank you. You can tell him.
Well, you go ahead.
Yeah,
awesome,
you got a
story.
Microphone. You go ahead.
Okay. Well, I went to the doctor, and they scanned my foot and all that, and he came back in the room, and just because of where the break is on top of my foot, he said, "Ma'am, usually these kinds of breaks."
Tell them real quickly what he said they might have to do if it didn't.
Oh, he said that if it didn't heal, he said he'd have to put a cast on this and then possibly operate. And he told me this at the beginning of the summer. And we had already made plans for our summer. We're going to do this, this, and that.
I said, we're going to have an awesome summer.
Yeah, and so then when I
said, we just spoke it. We're going to have an awesome summer.
So when I came home from finding out about, that it was broken and so forth, I thought, you know what? We're still going to have an awesome summer by God's grace. I am not going to let this thing slow me down. But what I wanted you to know is that when I went to the doctor this last time, he looked at it and he said, "Ma'am, because of where the break is on top of your foot," he said, "that bone, it usually takes it quite a while to heal." And he said, "Ma'am, that is healing a lot quicker than the usual and the normal." I'll tell you, I was thrilled over that one. I looked at that doctor. I said, "Sir, I've been praying over this. I want you to know I've been praying." He looked back at me and he goes, "Well, then, it's working. It's working. Hallelujah. Glory to God." And I will say one more thing. He and I prayed over this thing. I felt the Holy Spirit two times touch right where the break is before I went to the doctor to begin with. I really
She's
did.
She's had some miraculous healings.
Yeah, tell the one about your neck.
Oh, my neck. Well, let me finish this one. Anyway.
And then the one after that. No.
Well.
God's faithful.
Yes, he is. So we prayed over this before I went to the doctor to begin with. Two times I felt the healing balm of Gilead on my foot there at that break. And so the next day I went to the doctor, did the x-ray, and they told me everything they did. And I came home, I was kind of like, what do I do with all this? Because I knew that the master had touched my foot. You know when you know that Jesus has dealt with you. Now,
yes.
You just do, you know? I mean, we say, I believe God spoke to me. Well, with this, I knew that I knew that the healing balm of Gilead had been applied to this break. So I just thought, Lord, here it is. I'm trusting you. I'm going to follow along with what the doctor said. I'm going to believe you. You're working through this, doctor. I don't know what else to do. And so, anyway, when the doctor said the other day it was healing a lot quicker, and I said to him what I did, I thought, well, maybe that is what this is all about, you know, for me to testify to that doctor. Anyway, I didn't mean to be long-winded about that one, but as far as my neck, I was in a car wreck several months ago, and of course it threw my neck and all that, and I'd had back surgery and this and that, but this one happened several months ago, and so they said to me, you know, everybody that came, the doctors, or I mean, you know, the ambulance people, you know, do you want to go to the hospital? I said, no, I don't. And they looked at me kind of funny, like, I didn't want anything. I didn't want anybody to touch me. I just wanted my husband. That was it. That's just the frame of mind that I was in at the time. So I stayed home from work the next day. I thought, you know what, Jesus, you and I are going to have prayer time together. And so it was just me. I was alone. I said, Lord, I know it says to lay hands on the sick, so I'm going to lay hands on me, because it's just me and you. So I laid hands on my neck, and I asked him to heal me. And in my spirit, I saw this prayer cloth coming down from heaven. It landed right about there. As it landed, these vertebrae, there were two or three of them, however many, they snapped back into place. I heard that. I heard that snap back into place. Now that is a miracle. No one can do that but Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And so I want to praise him today for doing that and for touching me and doing that miracle.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Give him some praise over that. Hallelujah.
Now, folks, keep in mind what happened to her. Jesus took care of on the cross. Amen. He knew she was going to need it. Amen. He took care of it on the cross. Now ask for it. Just ask. The Bible says ask and receive. So just ask. And let me encourage you, when you do stand on his word on healing, don't just say, I mean, it's wonderful. Don't take me wrong. Lord, I thank you that you're my healer, that by your stripes I'm healed. This is the way you start your prayer. But Jesus says there's something else you need to do. He said, I asked you to speak to your mountain. So you need to speak to it. I don't care if you call it pain, burning, broken, blind, deaf, nerve endings, whatever it is, speak those words and command that to be whole. And then as your flesh has to resist all the temptations of all the senses, like you're still feeling pain or you still can't see or whatever, that has nothing to do with anything. That's what we have to get in our Christian walk, where we realize that has nothing to do with anything as a Christian. We live in the spirit. We operate in the spirit.
Yes.
And that manifests in the physical.
The natural and the physical.
So encourage you to not let your senses pull you away or discourage you. You got to lock in, folks. The hardest thing you will ever do is renew your mind, because it is so full of religion. It is so full of preconceived ideas, and I'm telling you, I'm so sick of people talking about it's flu season. Folks, there is no such thing as a season of sickness.
No.
You rebuke that. Well, when you get to this age, I hear it. I'll say, when you get to this age, you're going to need this. I say, I look at the TV, I go, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I don't accept that. I will not receive that. I will not receive that.
I got to say something, which goes along with what you're saying, is we give the enemy the power over us, because he puts that doubt in our mind, and if we feed on that, then we're going to speak negative. So we can't allow the enemy to occupy any real estate up here. He can't do it without our consent, and so we have to be proactive to say, doubt, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And when we have that negative thought come across, you know, you're never going to be healed, say, I rebuke that thought. And then speak a word about healing, to replace that thought, but we have to stand on the Word of God. Barb and I were talking about that this morning when we were praying, is the Word is truth.
Hallelujah.
And we've got to stand on the Word, regardless of what our circumstances say. We have to stand on the Word of God, because the Word of God is truth. Our circumstances can change, but the Word of God, it's like what you said, it can't lie.
Amen.
So we have to tell.
That can't be an option.
Right.
So therefore, we have to guard our minds.
You have to guard your mind. He said in Psalm 21, verse 2, he said, I will give you the desires of your heart, and I will not withhold the requests of your lips. Now, do this for me, folks. Put your name in the scripture. That's what I do. I will not. I will give John Sandy the desires of his heart, and I will not withhold the request of John Sandy's lips. Folks, that's what he's doing. Those are your words. Those scriptures are for you personally. Put your name in there. It's that personal.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Can I say one more last thing?
Sure.
You have such a wonderful, wonderful praise team up here.
Praise God.
The lady that stood in the middle, you got...
Sandy.
Yeah, there she is. You were so on time with that song, The Nail-Scarred Hands. Is that the name of it?
Scars, yeah.
Oh, thank you for being obedient to Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that song here to John. I thank you for that, because that song just speaks such volumes. I'm sure each and every one of us can apply it to circumstances that we have going on in our own personal lives. But I'm telling you, I just wanted you to know that that was an obedience, and may Jesus bless you such for that.
Amen.
Real good.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Folks, just one more thing, if I'm allowed, John. It's so important that when you are claiming healing, that not only you resist all the symptoms, but that you stand. God may ask you to do something. I was running one day, and I had a problem, a large toe in my bone area, and I just said, I rebuke that, and I started stomping on it and running. I said, I don't accept that. I rebuke it. Now, he'll lead you different ways. I'm just telling what happened to me, and that went away. And that pain in my eyes that was so bad, we were with your wife. Chrissy helps me so much. Her and my wife are so similar in spirit. And Barb, you both prayed for me. The very next morning, I woke up, it was gone.
Hallelujah.
So God uses you. God wants us together to help each other, folks. You've got gifts that we need.
There's,
you need to operate in the gifts
there's
with wisdom.
All I can say is that there's a difference in my husband on a day-to-day basis. When I know he's been close to Jesus, he has an extra wonderful whatever in his walk. He just does an extra wonderful whatever in his voice. It's powerful when we spend time with the Lord. And
she'll pick me up from my runs, and I've had an hour and 10 minutes of the Word, and I'm going, oh, you got to hear this. This is so awesome. And I'll preach all the way back to the house. I said, that's awesome. She said, that's amazing. You know, and so we feed off each other. We feed each other all the time.
Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands towards here in agreement. And I just anoint you, John, and the power is in the Holy Ghost. And Father, I pray you breathe life back into this eye. The eye, Jesus, bring life back to it. Father, I pray for 20/20 vision in his eyes. And Father, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that we give you all the glory. I rebuke the devil in Jesus' name from ever interfering this day forward in his eyes. I curse blindness in the name of Jesus. Command it to go from him. I don't have to yell and scream, but you have to bow. Blindness, you have to bow. Bow to Jesus. And I command you to release the blessing of sight in this eye, in his eyes right now in the name of Jesus. That he's healed, that he's whole, that he's well. And right now, this day forward, in his eyes. And we speak over it. Accept it from the cross.
One thing that's really helped me in
Jesus,
in claiming my healing, and other, I've had healings of different in my body.
Was I on it?
Yeah, you're right. How's it going? Go ahead, John. Is you need to tell your body this: eyes, ears, foot. You have to be whole because God's already done it. You have to. Your body doesn't have a choice. It has to line up with the Word of God. And so you do that. You stand on it. You speak specifics to your body. And you know what came to me the other day, John, about this church? This church needs to start sharing testimonies now.
Amen.
People need to hear what they heard here. In their own, they need to hear that. That builds your faith.
Right.
Does that help you when someone's healed?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
It helps me. Now, I tell you what, I can't listen to a sermon enough. I get something new every single time. So review. But folks, think about this. I hope I'm not stepping out of line.
Yeah.
Prepare testimonies. What God did with you the week before. I want to tell you what God did for my finances. What you did for my son. What he did for my foot the other day. Oh, what almost happened and God spared us. Have a testimony. Did you remember what I said to you when we come to church, God showed me that you need to bring something and take something.
Yes.
Every time you come to church, you need to bring something and take something. Why? So you can bring life into your church. This
Hallelujah.
Church needs to be alive with God, alive with the evidences of the gospel. This church should flow with testimonies. I told John, my testimony on my healing is going to be right here.
Hallelujah.
Here's my first place right here is where it's going to be. I tell God, I say, thank you for healing me. I say, I thank you that I have better than 2020 vision. I thank you, Father, that I prayed and you heard me, and it's done. If you say, ask, you receive, it's that simple. That's what it means, folks. Ask and you receive. He meant exactly that.
Amen. Awesome. And so the question is what do you need today from God? And you can come forward. Or you can get it where you're at. You know, you don't have to come forward to do that. But I like coming around the altar because I heard a preacher say one time, the altar is where things die. And I never got past that, you know. And it's a place where, and it's like, how desperate are we? And so, Tisha, come here and let me pray for you and your arm and your area of your body that you need prayer over. We want to pray for Thomas, John.
And John, yeah, and can I make one more comment?
Absolutely.
If you have any fear, we need to deal with that first.
That's good. What do? Just ask?
You speak it. You speak to it. I sought the Lord, he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. So all you can do is seek him, and rebuke fear, because fear is the opposite of faith. We know that.
You're talking about fear that you would have because of that.
I'm sorry.
I got you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just want to make
it. If you're sick and you're scared or you're fearful of something, that can hinder. You need to get the fear out of the way.
Okay. Yeah. Amen. Well, come down here. And ladies, if you would too. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Cynthia, you stand with your man there. And if you would like to, John, go ahead and minister to these two. Explain to him what has happened. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Not only there, but the influence in her body from top to bottom. She is so walking in perfect health. And so you said, now speak to that man. So we speak to that man.
Father, thank you,
command
Jesus.
Her, she believed. I don't think the thing started. You command to go.
Name of Jesus.
You rebuke it in the name of Jesus. You have a place in her body. Her body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. We command that person to go. We command that abscess to heal over nice and soon. Father, we know that things sometimes come in time as it goes our way. They don't make a difference. But we know that it's God. And we speak that way. Now we should.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, she believes. Lord, we can't believe. Lord, I put the glory of you. I hate you. You know what I mean? I hate myself. I hate you.
Perfect.
I would tolerate it for a second. I'd speak only to the day I leave this world. Someone says, well, how long are you supposed to pray until you leave this world? You don't have another option. This is it. We command mercy to go. We command her body to be whole in the name of Jesus.
We curse fear. Curse fear in Jesus' name.
We curse it because the God of God, fear is trying to put a ton of thoughts in your head. God will pray. We may not curse God. We don't need such God. God is a word. God has 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 a Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Find scriptures for us to post it in your house. If you're serious about being healed, find scriptures that minister to you and post it and review them every single day while you're cooking and cleaning. Start speaking it. Memorize scripture. Get it in your heart.
Amen. Pray for Thomas's knee. He's heard it. That's the second time he's heard it.
Father, we speak to his name. We thank you, Father, it's already done. We praise you, Father, because you are holy. You're awesome. Oh, God, help us never to settle for less than what you've given us. I don't want to miss anything God paid for me to you. Nothing. So, Father, his knee is whole. At the cross, you said, he's going to have trouble with his knee. I'm going to take care of that right now. That's what he did. So, Father, we speak to his right knee, and we command that knee to go back into place. We command every muscle, tissue, ligament, bone, everything to be whole and perfect in the name of Jesus. Whatever's causing the pain or discomfort, Father, we speak to it. We can't demand it to be whole. It was first work-related, now it's susceptible, Father. And you, Lord, make that knee the strongest knee. If there's one will be stronger than that, make that the strongest knee. Now. Father, so we speak wholeness over you. Father, we're just repeating what you told us to do. You said, lay hands on the sick, and then you recover. You even said that, Father, right before you went to heaven. You repeat it one more time. Remember, guys, lay hands on the sick, and then you recover. Did he say Christian before? No, he said the sick. Isn't that encouraging?
Yeah.
We can lay hands on anybody. Oh, we have to have faith to receive, but may we have faith to operate with them. With our faith together, Father, we speak to his name. We speak to it right now. Be whole right now in the name of Jesus. We repeat the symptoms. Devil, you're a liar. God, you're a rewarder of those that diligently seek.
It's not
just seeking, and stand on his word, and you stand on your way, and pray his word on scripture, and you support him because God can do it. In the Jesus. Hold
in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Praise God. Praise God. If anyone else is here and needs to be prayed for, please do it now and come forward, and we can pray. That's JD.
Children, the mother grabbed that and she got violent because they said, you need to embrace autism because that's who they are. That made her mad. She said, no, they're destroying my children. And she spoke over those two children and she stood on God's word because she accepted the man of God's word over them. And those two boys are now, one just finished graduating Christian school, top grades. Both of them totally healed. The professionals in England have written them off as perfect. No, you never said never label them with these again.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Serious enough, you'll do something. You'll get serious with God.
They're so vulnerable. That's why we're their covering. And Father is her covering. Give her strength, Father, for me. Father, we stand against epilepsy. Was there something else? No, I don't know what that is. Is it related to the other? Or are they totally separate? Okay. Hallelujah. Lord, we speak over both these things. Epilepsy, we rebuke you, epilepsy. We hate you, epilepsy. So we love you, honey. We hate you, epilepsy. We You have no right. You have no right. And this other disease, whatever it is, Father,
how do you say? How do you say that again?
Cure malformation. We command it. All hearing. All cure. Cure malformation. We speak over it. Honey, you are whole. You are perfect. In the name of Jesus, by His stripes, you are covered.
Thank you, Jesus.
We rebuke it. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Y'all need to pray for her. I'm serious, folks. Someone, we got to get a bird for people. I mean, like, I hate what you're doing to that family, Jesus, the devil. I hate you. God, I'm going to stand in for them, and I'm going to put my faith with theirs, and I'm going to rebuke them. I will not accept that in that family's life, Jesus. Devil, you leave her alone. Don't you come into my church with that stuff.
Hallelujah.
You get mad at it, folks. You got to get violent.
Yes.
I mean, when you're really mad, devil, you got his attention. You know, Jacob had his prayer delayed about 3 minutes, and we don't know why three. If God's God, why any time at all? But there were 3 minutes. The next time he prayed, it took about 3 weeks. Methinks, the devil doesn't know everything. Methinks, the devil found out who Jacob was, and he was ready the next time he prayed, he fought him. That's what I think.
Yeah.
The devil doesn't know everything, people.
Right. Anyone else? Anybody else want prayer? Amen. Hallelujah. You can post them, put them on Facebook. Let people see what God's doing in your life. In Jesus' name. Kathy and Brady come to our small group that we're all involved in.
You don't have to put up with the stuff you put up with. You had that kind of authority. And we need each other. You need to come with a certain amount of faith. But the people that have certain gifts in their lives, certain callings in their lives, can help. Because let's say you get saved and you find out 2 weeks later you have a month to live. Well, you don't have much time to build your faith, do you guys? So he gives us people with gifts that can help us. They speak over us. Why? Because God has got you covered.
Hallelujah.
God thanks you to us. Folks, I don't mean to say it all wrong.
Yes.
Finding a word to stand on and encourage you, get encouragement from someone else, call someone to pray with you, whatever you need to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless us. Stand on. So, Father, we thank you that at the cross, you took care of a UTI. It's gone. That is gone. In the name of Jesus,
it's
gone because Jesus says it's gone. Jesus tells us it's gone. And we stand on your word, Father. We praise you, Father. I rebuke UTI anywhere in this church. Right now, my body, anybody, I rebuke them. You hate them. And I hate them. Oh, if I could just hate it as much as you do, Jesus. If I could just hate sin as much as you do. So I speak over the life. Not only there, but the heart of social people. I speak life over her. Renewed energy in her. A renewed mind. Her sinuses, throat, her senses, her body functions, her walking limbs. We speak over the whole body.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you want her to walk in your health. The Word tells us. So we rebuke UTI. We command it to go. Body, you have to line up with God's Word. We command it to go.
Name of Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Anyone else have a special prayer that they need? Yeah, there's one thing about Brady that I recognized early when I met him is, you know, he'll talk to anybody. He's about like Sam. If that phone pole out there, listen, he'll talk to him. And he asked me last week. Brady asked me for some Bibles, and we had a whole bunch of them up in the other wing of the church. So he got some of those. And I believe that Brady can be and is, I speak it over him, a great evangelist.
Yes.
To be able to so you pray along with us.
No fear of man.
Yeah, no fear of man.
That's
and, you know, Kathy, he'll go to the grocery store and he'll go around talking to people and invite him to church and different things. So, you know, and so what we need to do is pray for God to speak to Brady on how to take that that enthusiasm and that spirit of evangelism and to be able to use wisdom and to turn it into souls for the kingdom. You know, so it is more than important than anything. There's no greater thing than salvation. That's the greatest miracle over healing and anything else is that.
But be encouraged that the Bible also tells us in Isaiah in the same sentence that he suffered for your healing the same sentence he suffered for your salvation. In other words, and this may be hard to understand, God wants you healed as much as he wants you saved. Jesus paid an awful price that you could be healed. An awful price.
Hallelujah.
So I hope you can take that properly right now.
And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus for Brady. And Lord, we just pray that the spirit of evangelism and that hunger for souls, Lord, will continue, Father, and to go deeper with you. And Father, we pray in Jesus' name that you will give him the desires of his heart as he claims souls for the kingdom of God. And Father, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name for Brady, Father, that you will give him wisdom and knowledge in the Word of God on how to win souls for you, Jesus. And Father, we give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory. And we pray, Father, for his mind to be strong and to be sound, Father, Lord, as he wins people to the kingdom of God. And Father, I just pray in Jesus' name that you will speak to Brady over the people that he needs to witness to about Jesus. Father, Lord, we just pray that you just give him that signal that there's that one door that's open and for him to walk through it and to win souls. We just pray in the name of Jesus for an anointing for souls in Brady right now in the name of Jesus. And we glorify you and we praise you, Lord, for this. Yes.
It's so personal to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We need evangelists. We need evangelists. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Love you. Amen. See a face. See a happiness. He sees something that maybe the Lord's revealed to him that I don't see. Anyone else? Well, amen. Anyone else? Anybody dealing with something they want prayer over? I'll tell you, just pray for Christy and I. You know, I really thought that I'd go back to work pretty quick, and 9 months later, nothing like that. Right. So nothing's open. So, yeah. I'm just trying to figure out what God's doing.
Right. And as long as we're open and seeking Him, seek ye first.
Yeah. Seek ye first. Yeah.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Amen.
He's going to add everything.
Amen.
That's a wonderful truth.
Yes, it is.
The Bible's just full of stuff. I tell you, folks, when you find a scripture that encourages you, please write it and post it somewhere because it leads us so fast. The devil robs it. I can't tell you the times I've listened to the same sermon over and over again, and every time it's going, that was so awesome. How did I miss that? That encouraged me so much to review that. Those simple words sometimes.
I know that happened to me today. Christy was getting ready, and the TV was on, and this priest that was on television. I mean, it was just the guy that she normally watched was over, and then the next guy was on. And I'm walking through the house, and this guy said something, and I think, whoa, I need to write that down because it was good. But you know what? It's wonderful when you can remember it.
But if you can't, then you...
I just pray the Lord brings it back to me because
I have to stop running and take notes because I know I'll lose it.
I know. It's just like it goes. That quick. Sandy, really, let's encourage. Sandy just recently has gone through, and many others within the church, but she has two sons. And a daughter-in-law that were just sentenced to prison. Yes, and it's rough. And you know, they two of them attended our church, still attend our church when they get out. But so I'm leaving it here in just a little bit. Could be 1 to 3.
Yesterday, to come to the altar and pray for him this morning.
Yeah, I mean it's a tough thing, and. You know, 1 to 3 years for one, maybe less than a year for the other two. You know, we're just not sure, but... If anybody feels led to come around Sandy and pray also, you can do that as well. But I couldn't imagine.
No, the one encouraging thing you can draw from this, because we do things to ourselves, right? We all know that. We all do. The one encouraging thing is he says, I'll cause them to work together for good. Those who are called according to purpose. We need to pray for their salvation.
No, they're saved.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
pray, that's wonderful. That means that if they'll let him, he's going to use it for their good. It's not going to be wasted. Isn't that a good word?
Right. That is
it's not wasted.
Yeah.
No, it's not wasted at all. In fact, it may be an eternal reward coming for what may come out of their lives through this. If they're faithful, encourage them to be faithful where they are, because when they're out, God will cause it to be good. It's okay, Dale, you did this, fine. I'm going to do this with it 10 times more.
Right.
God didn't want him there. I'm not saying that. Don't take that scripture wrong, folks. God does not cause things to happen. He calls them to work together. There's a difference.
Amen.
Now, the devil's a liar. He'll twist the scripture and tell you,
Money is the root. The money is the root of all
love,
evil.
Yeah.
No, the love of it, not the money. Money can be a blessing. It can help a lot of people. So anyway, yeah, that's awesome. That's an awesome word.
That's an awesome.
That's not
word.
Wasted. It's not wasted.
It's not wasted
for the believer. For the believer, isn't that good?
Amen.
Amen. That should encourage you. God, this is not a waste of time. As hard as it is, this is not a waste of time. Encourage them to stay faithful so he can fulfill that scripture in their life.
So how do you encourage Sandy to pray, you know, through this, you know, as a grieving mother, but,
now,
but to change it, you know?
The only answer for you and any of us when it comes to things that devastate us, and hopefully won't end up, things that actually devastate us, the only answer any of us have is that we get a hold of Jesus and hold real tight.
Yeah.
There's no simple answer, and yet there is a simple answer. I'm telling you, you just have to say, Jesus, we're going deeper. You and I, we're going deeper. Because I am not accepting what my children are going through. I don't accept that it was a waste of time. And because of you, I'm going deeper. See, God wants to see what he wants to do is not just for them. It's everybody their life touches and includes you. God wants you to go deeper. It's good stuff, folks. He wants you deeper. And I tell you what, you'll have such victory in the midst of it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You'll have such victory. You want Jesus. Now, why am I not discouraged today? Why am I not depressed? I should feel that's the world. See, that's the world's way of teaching us. They teach us to be discouraged. They'll teach you to get mad. They'll train you. But God said, no, let me have it. Give it to him. The best you can give it to. I know it's a daily thing, honey. It's a daily thing. But continually give it to him. Don't ever stop giving it to him. Because you can take it back anytime. Continually give it to him. And say it out loud. Say, Jesus, I love you. I'm giving it to you again today, Jesus. To love you. I thank you, Father, that this is not wasted time. That you're going to use this for the kingdom of God. That you're going to change me. That I'm going to go. You and I are going deeper, Jesus. You tell me that every day. You and I are going deeper. Now deal with me, Jesus. Get the muck out of me. Teach me now, Jesus, so I can be a blessing to my church, so I can bring the glory into the school, into where I work, and I'm a teacher, so I say school something, but bring glory into your church. You guys should be bringing the God with you. You don't come here to find God. You come with God.
Yeah.
God will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never. You don't have to ask God to rend the heavens and come down. Lord, bring revival. No, it's here. He's waiting for you to release him. I hope that encourages you. Jesus, I thank you for the word you already gave us. You've already gave us the prayer.
Amen.
So, Father, as a group, as a family,
yes,
we stand with her. She's not alone.
No.
When she gets up, we're all saying,
yes,
Jesus, thank you that this isn't wasted. Pray that for her, guys. Pray that for her each day when you think about it. I don't put anything on you, but when you think about her, say, Jesus, thank you that this isn't wasted. I stand with her. Lord, she's going deeper. And her children are going to go deeper.
Yeah,
and they're going to get on fire for God. And they're going to share,
yes,
Christ with their out. And they're going to get out on special time.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
God.
We claim it. Father, we claim blessings in the midst of,
hallelujah,
this day. We claim release, early release. We claim, not, but not till your work's done. Do
amen.
Your work, Father.
Do your work, Lord.
Oh, God, do your work. Take,
yes,
her deeper, Father.
Transform,
she's going into a different area in her walk with God. And she is going to be a different person.
Yes.
She's never going to be the same.
No.
Hallelujah.
It's not because of that. It's because it caused her to say, Jesus, I need to get more serious.
Amen.
And go deeper.
Amen.
I praise you,
thank
for
you,
it.
Father.
Oh, we claim great victory,
yes,
and healing,
thank
strength,
you,
deliverance, hope, joy.
Yes.
God,
joy.
And she walks with a skip in her step.
Yes.
And she can't tell you why, but I can tell you God did it. Before you know it, she's telling someone at the grocery store how God has given,
amen,
me victory today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And it's going to grow.
Amen.
Where do you go to church at? Where do you go to church? See, people aren't asking us where we go to church because we're not giving them anything. Have us have something to give them.
Amen.
Praise
thank
God.
You,
hallelujah.
Father.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I just recently got a Bible in the cell, and he was put in, his cellmate was a child molester. And they've been reading the Bible to each other.
There you go. Isn't that good?
I didn't know that.
Wow.
Yeah, but I just know that this is not wasted time.
And yeah. And something that you said, something that you told me on Friday, a lot of you all don't know this. John touched on it. And he said, when you go to the grocery store,
yes.
She said, I can't even go to the grocery store. And then he says, when you go to the grocery store, when you go to the grocery store,
say, you're in victory.
I'm excited. I feel it on me. Folks, if we'll just take Jesus where we go. You don't have to preach a sermon. You don't say, did you know if you die now, you're going to go to hell? No, you need a leading to do that.
Yeah.
Go out in the world and preach the gospel. That's encouragement. That's hope. We're supposed to take hope and give people hope. Like that woman at the grocery store, she had a problem with her hand. And I said, can I pray for you? Now, that's the first time I'd ever done, so I don't just throw that out. And she put her hand out for me. And I said, honey, wouldn't it be wonderful if God so touched her, she'll never get away from that. Never.
Hallelujah. She'll never forget it.
Never.
She'll never forget it.
That's what you want. You want to give them a seed. You want to plant a seed and say, go.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anyone else? God's faithful. It's God's time, isn't it? It's his time.
Well, and that's something that I didn't even do this, but I had this thought the other day that your church needs to start sharing testimonies. We need to bring life into the church. Let the rest of people see what God's doing in the church.
Amen.
They need that. They need to hear it.
Amen. Amen. And we have plenty of avenues to do it.
Awesome.
You know, so many ways. So many ways. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Let's give him some praise. Honor the man of God today.
Here. Put your hands up when you praise. This is wonderful, but this denies the flesh. This is humbling.
Jesus.
So I encourage you tonight. That wasn't a rebuke. Please don't take that wrong. It's just, let's pray. You can praise. I love praising like this. This is awesome. But every once in a while, let's use it with our hands.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If there's anyone here that does not know Jesus as their Savior, we don't want to ever leave with that opportunity for you to know Jesus, the one that we're standing here talking about. If you need Jesus into your life, if you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that you would not make it to heaven today, you would if you died today, you would step out of eternity and go to hell. If you're lost, you can make that change. You can do that change right there in your seat. You can come to the altar. You can pray where you are, and you can just ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins and to come into your life and live. And then what he does is he changes you. He will help you. His spirit will become part of your spirit. He just will come over top of you and just become your spirit, and they intertwine. Father, we just pray in Jesus' name for salvation to those today that need it. If you prayed that prayer to ask Jesus into your life, tell somebody about it. That's what he wants you to do, is to tell somebody that you accepted him. I love ministering with you. It's a joy. It is a joy and a privilege.
I'm humble. This is an absolutely wonderful church. And you guys have opened the door and allowed me, someone like me, to move into an area that God has called me to. And I want to thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Amen. Amen. Have a great day. If those that are going kayaking can get with Sam for a meeting before, and then have a great day. Don't forget small groups all week and Wednesday night. We're also, Sandy is working on a cookbook. So get your recipes together and get those to Sandy as she starts working on that. And God is faithful. Give him some praise in the house. You are dismissed.